there has been a significant reduction in the use of what are known as restrictive practices in mental health centres. A report for the Mental Health Commission found that between 2018 and 2024, these practices fell by more than 60%. There was also a 91% reduction in seclusion and physical restraint in child and adolescent mental health services. Joining us is the Mental Health Commission's CEO, John Farrelly. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Before we talk about what has changed, what are restrictive practices?
So restrictive practices are limiting a person's physical movement for their own safety, or secluding them, which is putting them in a room with a locked door that they can't get out themselves again for their own safety.
Now, over many years, there has been concern about these practices. So what does this report find?
Well, I suppose when I read this report, I suppose I'd sum it up by what the Inspector of Mental Health Services, Jim Lucy, has said, Professor Jim Lucy. And he said these reductions in restrictive practices represent the largest advancement in human rights-based mental health care in Ireland since the closure of the asylums. So they're very significant. And I suppose what it's showing is a movement in Ireland. A number of years ago, we brought in a strategy called Sharing the Vision, which requires, that's a government strategy requiring evidence-based trauma-informed care by multidisciplinary teams. What this is showing is this is actually now becoming a reality. So the idea, for example, if you look at the CAM services, so the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Inpatient Services, and the idea that of a reduction of 91% since 2018. So in 2018, 2,608 restrictive practices. Last year, 238. What that means is teams and our service have realised and are implementing a therapeutic, person-centred, trauma-informed way of care. I suppose I just add that what we did as a regulator, we knew this was happening when the strategy came in, and how we tried to help was we went out for public opinion, public consultation about what the public wanted. We listened to staff and we put in place new rules. And in those new rules, we also brought in digital reporting. So we know in real time what's happening. But most importantly, we listened to the staff, because the staff were clear they do not want to be providing restrictive practices. They go into psychiatry, they go into mental health because they want to help their brothers and sisters, children, people who are unwell. Mm-hmm. And really, that's really coming true. What we're seeing is a tipping point from years of work where the people in the service are really saying, we don't want restrictive practices. They're driving them down. And really, they want the service to be therapeutic.
It is an enormous change, as you say. Is further progress possible?
Absolutely, further progress is possible. There's push and pull factors. So we know that looking at international comparisons, we know Ireland is doing very, very well. We think we can do better. As we design our new units, and this has all been happening over the years, we can see as we design our new units and as the culture is changing, I go out to the universities and I meet the young people training as psychologists, as doctors, as nurses. And listening to them, they're quite clear what they want, a therapeutic service. So I just think what we're doing is realigning to the culture. I can see, for example, in Limerick, for example, they've closed their seclusion room. So that's leadership at the real level within the HSE to say, no, we're going to do this. And I suppose just to say, when we started this back in 2018, a lot of people, you know, there was a lot of criticism that this couldn't happen, you know, that it was an endemic thing in mental health, that people needed to be restricted or secluded. But what we're seeing is the halving of thing, and we're seeing a happier workforce. We're obviously seeing more therapeutic inpatient services. And I genuinely believe it can become, we can lessen it. Could I just add, the new Mental Health Act, so the Minister for Mental Health is bringing through a new Mental Health Act, getting that through quickly, getting that through so to give us more powers and to really reinforce therapeutic care, that would be key to really driving out these practices.
Well, it's great to have a bit of good news. John Farrelly, thank you very much for joining us on the News at One today.